Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Folsom became incorporated into Sacramento County in the 1940s, but its history dates back a century before then, to the mid-1800s, when the gold rush lined the American River. From the first railroad in the West to the first long-distance transmission of electricity at the powerhouse, Folsom was home to some big milestones in California history. And today, you can still get a taste of what life was like when you visit its historic district along Sutter Street, and you take in all of that architecture from that era. This time of year, though, is a pretty special time to experience Folsom's history. The Sutter Street Theater is bringing back its performance of Holiday in the Hills, which takes place in the late 1800s, and a lot of research went into the actual people and places. Everyone on stage was an actual resident or visitor to Folsom back then. Holiday in the Hills opening weekend is this weekend, and joining us are the founders of Sutter Street Theater, Mike Jimena and Connie Mockenhop. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
So I want to start off with your backstory. How did your passion and your careers for the arts and education lead to Sutter Street Theater in Folsom?
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead and start.
All right. Just had to do it. When I was growing up, I was much younger than my brothers and sisters. And I decided I was, my mother was 50 when I was born, which was very unusual back then. So I had all these sets of parents that I was growing up with, because it was after the war, and they were all living in our house. And I had that many parents, and I was spoiled rotten. But I decided I was going to do everything my brothers and sisters did, which meant I had to play all the musical instruments. I had to be the majorette. I had to dance. I had, you know, and I did it all, and I loved it. And I did it all the way through school. I even did the choreography for school programs in high school and everything. And then came out here. I was going to the university, and then I came out here, went to Sac State, and finished up here. And I already had a degree in dance, and then I had a degree in drama, and a degree in English, and a degree in drama, music. And I played in the symphony. I was a bassoonist. Put myself through school playing music, everywhere, in the Reno Symphony and the Music Circus Pit and everywhere. And then, bassoonists were hard to come by. But I loved to dance, and I taught dance for years and years in the high schools. Even took 25 kids to Matsuyama in Japan one year, our company at the high school in Sakai.
That is wonderful. That is also quite the resume, and I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. But, Mike, you know, try and beat that.
Okay. Well, I started out a visual artist, and I was actually a resident artist for the Metropolitan Arts Commission as a muralist and the Busfield brothers saw some of my work and talked me into becoming their scenic artist. And along the way, that was actually before B Street. It was when it was just Fantasy Theater, and then I was there at the inception of B Street, and Ed Claudio, my dear friend, and God rest his soul, talked me into starting taking acting classes from him back at when students included like Dave Perini and Elizabeth Nunziato. And so I ended up becoming a performing and visual artist both, and been able to apply both trades. Over the years, if you ever go to the state fair, the county's exhibits, I designed and built multiples of those every year. So I've been been in the Screen Actors Guild since 1997. So,
and now that brings me to Sutter Street Theater. How would you describe it, and what makes it so special? I would imagine it's a special touch that it's in a historic district like Folsom.
Well, one of the board members of Folsom came to us. We had just opened the charter school, the Thomas Charter School. And they came to us and wanted to know if we would open a theater in Folsom. They were renovating the historic district, and they felt that that was really important to have a theater down there. And actually, I was a part of the old Gaslight Theater many, many years ago when they did melodramas and olios. But that was across the street from where we ended up, right on Sutter Street, 717 Sutter Street. Yeah. And we said, I'll tell you what, we'll try and give you 3 years. Well, that was 18 years ago.
Wow.
We can't count.
And that's a good thing, then.
Yeah. We're not complaining. This last year, we have had sold-out houses for almost every show. It's been wonderful.
That is wonderful. Yeah. And I'm happy that it's continuing on almost close to two decades now. That brings me to why you're here this morning, Holiday in the Hills. Oh. Mike, what's it about?
Holiday, it's a celebration. Set on Sutter Street in the late 1880s. Originally, we actually did the first performances of it before it was Holiday in the Hills in Old Sack at the Old Eagle. The Living History and the merchants there hired us to put on a small holiday show three times a day that they just paid us to do it and to bring people down there. And then when the city and the chamber asked us to come up there, Connie did a ton of research. We converted it to Holiday in the Hills then. And we guarantee that when you come to the show, you get a money-back guarantee that you'll walk out in the holiday spirit or give your money back. 18 years, 18 performances a year, no one's ever asked for their money back.
Yeah, and there's also a great deal of research that went into this performance. I mean, what went into researching the real people who were in Folsom during the 1880s?
They have a marvelous museum in Folsom, right on Sutter Street. And you can visit, and there's just everything there. It's amazing. And I started there, and of course, you know, internet and all that. But that had it just, all the stories of the people are amazing. Mike plays Peter J. Hopper, who is the
editor of the Folsom Telegraph, right, way back when.
And I play Emma Spencer, who's the town madam. And that was kind of important back then, when, especially during the Gold Rush days, when there were very few women around. And Emma Spencer was, she was there, she was the town madam for 30 years, but she helped people. That's why I liked her so much. She was a philanthropist. She gave things to every, she supported the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and made things happen. And when she died, they had to take up a collection so she could have a gravestone, because she was penniless by then. She just gave it all away.
Yeah, there's obviously a great deal of enjoyment, right? Yeah. This is the arts, but there's an educational component to this as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, along the way, the National Endowment of the Arts actually gave us a grant to further the research and do that. And we also did a spinoff of Folsom's Gold, which was just more of a history told in the... Actually, Connie did a lot of research and had all these miners... songs and stuff like that. A few we had to edit down for the kids and stuff like that. But the nice thing about Holiday in the Hills, it's really for the whole family. The cast, the youngest is 6 years old, the oldest is 86, so it's a slice of life. There's interactive stuff during the show, and it's just a holiday celebration. It's just fun.
It always takes place in a different place on Sutter Street. This time it's in the old Enterprise Hotel. Doesn't mean we move. It's also still in our theater, but it it's decorated up like the old Enterprise Hotel, which was, I don't think it's up anymore. It's not.
No, it's now what used to be, it's now Riley's on the corner, but it was the taco place that can't, Hacienda Del Rio for 42 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually was on Sutter Street over the weekend, you know, showing some people around. It's a great place to show people from out of town. But if people haven't been to this part of Folsom or even been to Folsom before, they want to check out, you know, your performance. Describe the atmosphere surrounding Sutter Street Theater. It's really just kind of like a great feeling before you go into what is a really enjoyable history piece.
Right. And the street has everything. And everyone is so friendly. It's just wonderful.
They have people walking in costume.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, and they're there to, once again, enhance your experience down there. Yeah. And Sutter Street, the theater, there's a magic in there. It's an intimate performance. And the shows that we produce are so diverse. And we've now been in theater for a long time. It's hard because we do musicals, we do dramas, we do comedies, originals, and, you know, we perform 52 weeks a year. and sometimes as many as 3 different productions in a weekend.
Yeah. In a day.
Yeah. And that is easier said than done, especially for, you know, what can be a small production. Yeah. You know, I would imagine the budget isn't just overflowing, especially during really difficult years, you know, especially during the pandemic for the arts. The fact that you two have been able to do this, you know, week after week, year after year, pushing on 2 decades is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Well, during the pandemic, we performed outside.
Holiday in the Hills. The street was closed, so we just did it out there. You brought a chair in.
Yeah.
And it was our gift back to the community.
Oh, that is wonderful. And then do you have any other holiday shows planned for the season?
There's
Quilt
one
Maker's
other.
Gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a delightful, once again, to somewhat in the theme of Holiday in the Hills, giving, you know, and loving and giving. And it's just a touching story. Actually, I play a bear in that. So.
We always do. We have 2 series. We have the family series, which is usually Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock, and the off-Broadway series, which is Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4:30.
During Holiday in the Hills, we do have some weekly shows.
We do some weekday shows too. There are a lot of families who meet in Folsom from all over the country and meet as a family and go to this show, and then they do their family celebration. It's wonderful. It's just a nice family feel.
We've had groups from as far as London. They have that wasn't their only thing to come to Holiday in the Hills, but coming through, they wanted to get a spice of what it felt like to be.
Yeah. And it says a lot. Mike Jimena and Connie Mockenhop are the founders of Sutter Street Theater, and this year's Holiday in the Hills takes place in the late 1800s, and it kicks off this Saturday, December 2nd, running through the 23rd. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That's it for Insight. Have a great day.